Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
We're back. It's 17 till. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And I'm very excited, folks, as I said earlier, to have Austin Kiplinger with us. A witness to a century, a national treasure, in my opinion. Chairman of the Kiplinger Washington Editors and editor emeritus of the Washington Letter, the son of the founder of the Kiplinger Letter. We're celebrating his 93rd birthday and the 88th anniversary of the Kiplinger Letter. Mr. Kiplinger, thanks again for hanging out with us. What do you think?
Always good to be here, Jim.
Well, I can't tell you how much I appreciate it, and I know my audience does too. Mr. Kiplinger, as you look over at the Eurozone, and I know that you've traveled abroad many, many times. You know, you probably got lots of friends over in Europe, lots of contacts. As you look at what's going on now in the Eurozone, what do you think about their grand experiment over there to pull all these nations together? It's been good for peace, but they've got some issues they're dealing with now. What do you think about all that?
Oh, they do indeed. As a matter of fact, I think everybody was probably a little too optimistic in thinking that just by creating a structure, kind of an overall umbrella, that all of the individual differences would go away. But the problem that they have in trying to create a unified currency is that they don't have the same set of conditions
right.
in each of these other countries.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a unified currency in name, but the various participants are running their show in different ways.
They've got monetary unity, but not fiscal unity.
That's right, and it's going to take a generation to get over that. I think we all expect these things to happen just as soon as we sign the paper.
Right.
Well, it doesn't happen that way.
Well, I like to remind people that yesterday was the anniversary of the Congress sending the states our Constitution, and it didn't go out for 13 years after we declared our independence. These things take time, don't they?
That's a very interesting observation, and it's very applicable to a lot of other things.
Right, exactly. So one of the things that's interesting is how connected the U.S. economy is to what goes on in Europe. I mean, every time, they used to say if we sneeze, other people catch a cold, but now it's kind of coming the other way a little bit too, right? I mean, America
really...
Well,
we're really in a global economy, mm-hmm. and, a lot of people worried that the Chinese hold too many of our bonds and that they might pull a plug. But, they have no interest in pulling the plug. That's not in their best interest
right.
because we're their best big customer,
mm-hmm.
believe it or not, outside of their home economy.
Right.
And they don't want to pull us down. They want to excel and exceed us, sure. And they got a lot more people, and they probably will. But, I get... upset when people say we're not number one anymore. We're not the biggest nation in the world, and as soon as China becomes as technologically equal in a person-to-person basis on education and other things, there's no reason why they shouldn't be the biggest economy in the world, and they will be.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean, Great Britain was one of the smallest nations in the world, and they were probably the biggest power that in the 19th century.
Right.
So size and number one and biggest, that's not what life is all about.
Right. I agree with you. So as we bring our thoughts back toward the United States, what do you think about the way our government is operating right now?
Well, everything is bloated, and everybody knows it, and everybody in government knows it. It's too expensive, and it's putting its fingers into a lot of things that it doesn't really know how to do.
It's horribly inefficient.
We think that a lot of people talk as though government's job is to create jobs. Well, it isn't. It's to regulate the conditions under which the rest of us create
Thank
jobs.
Thank you.
And that's the truth.
Yeah. But that's the reason why it annoys me, Mr. Kiplinger, when I hear people say, what's the president going to do about the economy? Well, you know what? The president's not in charge of the economy. You and I are in charge of the economy.
You're absolutely right. You know, Franklin Roosevelt didn't cure unemployment, didn't cure the Depression. World War II did.
Right.
Now, we don't want to go to that extreme, but
right.
that's the way it happened.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And so we've got a long, slow process ahead of us. I think that's the moral of the story.
Do you think it's going to take the rest of this decade to really kind of wash all these toxins out of our system?
Well, you know, we all got into a kind of a euphoria there for a while, and we kept saying everything was more valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was more valuable because we put a different dollar symbol on it. But we got ourselves, we did a lot of things we shouldn't have been doing. We
mm-hmm.
got crazy, and we were inflating the cost of, or the price of things, or the
mm-hmm.
value of things.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're just getting back down toward Earth all the way around the world.
Right.
I think this is a world phenomenon.
I think you're right.
I think we're getting back toward reality.
And the good news is we have a lot better communication systems. We're talking a lot more. We have a lot more peace in the world than we had, say, 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago. And I think that's one of the reasons why we're able to kind of, even though it looks precarious, we're able to balance this recovery, this global recovery, to the point where things don't collapse. And that's going to be the challenge.
Yeah, and you know, something that I've taken note of is that a lot of people are using exaggeration in their talk.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard a lot of otherwise sensible people, business consultants mm-hmm. and economists and
right.
business leaders said, I heard one the other day say,
Mr. Kiplinger, hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you talk about that. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We just got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Austin Kiplinger, ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to miss him. He'll be back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.